Greetings, greetings, my dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. And you are listening to a recorded broadcast emanating from thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Easter Sunday, April the 24th, 2011. And we are yet preaching today about the resurrection of Christ. The resurrection of Christ within the people. The resurrection of Christ in the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. We're going to go for a few minutes to St. Matthew chapter 28. This is a special Easter resurrection type message. But we want to look at the resurrection of Christ differently than is traditionally looked at. Let me start with my Ezekiel chapter 39 and 29. Now, you know... that we have been talking about the destruction of Gog and Magog, the destruction of the synagogue of Satan, and we have been talking about the resurrection of Christ within the people, within the masses, within the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. That's what the Christ means. The resurrection of justice, the resurrection of freedom and deliverance and liberty. And so, that imposter Israel, that Gog and Magog from the Russian Caucasus Mountains, the European Jews, their origin is among the southern Russian region, Caucasus Mountains, Gog and Magog. And so in 1948, when the imposter state of Israel was created, it was created in order to crush revolution, and to work on behalf of the ruling class and ruling families of America and Europe, to work on behalf of the House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, to rape and kill and destroy and plunder not only the Palestinian sisters and brothers, but the African Hebrews, the African Bedouin type Hebrews, the Africans in general, the so-called Middle Easterners, and the Mossad. And this imposter state of Israel, along with America and along with Europe, the clandestine forces and military have gone all over the earth to destroy the human family. But Ezekiel is saying that they will be destroyed. See, the resurrection of Christ means the destruction of a wicked system. And the redemption and salvation and resurrection of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. So in verse 29 of chapter 39 of Ezekiel, God talking says, neither will I hide my face anymore from them. For I have poured out my spirit upon the house of Israel, saith the Lord God. And this is the time of the pouring out of the spirit of the Most High upon the house of Israel, you, the African Hebrew Israelite nation. This is the time that Mother Holy Spirit will pour out her wisdom upon us. And closely next to wisdom comes knowledge. So as Mother Holy Spirit, because as we said, spirit is feminine, and the spirit, this is a small s, but that word spirit, ruach, causes us to understand the feminine side. And Mother Holy Spirit is the feminine. And the female, the woman represents wisdom. And so since this S in spirit is small, not capital, capital spirit would be Mother Holy Spirit, but small S spirit causes me to think of my sisters, the women, the human women, the mothers, the feminine quality, you woman, black woman, brown woman, red woman, yellow yellow woman, white woman. You represent Mother Holy Spirit within your person. You represent wisdom. And so the Most High is pouring out the spirit and wisdom of the female upon the house of Israel. This is causing me to understand that we have rejected the feminine quality. We have rejected the woman, pushed the woman aside, not provided that which she needs to be a full goddess on Mother Earth. And so this is the time that we will see the pouring out of the spirit, small s, meaning the woman will come to the fore. The mothers will come to the fore. You mothers represent justice, and you will come to the fore, and we will see you arguing on behalf of your children. And the house of Israel, we, the black man and woman, coming to understand our identity, will recognize that woman, recognize the feminine, and with that spirit, we will stand for freedom, justice, and equality. Stand for the children, stand for the babies, stand for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. But that part that says, neither will I hide my face anymore from them. That word hide causes us to understand that when the Most High becomes conscious, comes out of hiding in your consciousness. You see, God is everywhere. Father and mother are everywhere in everything. But if we don't have the proper consciousness, we're not able to see the Most High everywhere, in everything, in everyone. And that word hide has to do with when the Most High is revealed to us, we will escape calamity. This wicked system of the synagogue of Satan has us experiencing calamity after calamity. This system is calamitous. And when our consciousness is raised to the Christ Jesus consciousness, and when we become aware and cognizant of the Most High in all things and in all people, we will be able to see how to come out of our calamitous situation, this calamitous system. When I see my sister and my brother, I recognize the father and the mother in them. And when we think like this, we will treat each other better and have love for each other. Now, God coming out of hiding. How so? In the resurrection of Christ, we see God coming out of hiding. And in St. Matthew chapter 1, we see it says, St. Matthew chapter 28, starting with verse 1. Let me read some of this. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. Now, the revolutionary, Jesus Christ, Yahshua Mashiach, the revolutionary who stood against the scribes and the Pharisees and challenged the Roman system. You didn't know that. Everything that Jesus taught was against the petty bourgeoisie, elite scribes and Pharisees, and was against their masters, the Roman Emperor Caesar and the Roman Empire. And so because he was a threat, Jesus was preaching the kingdom of God in heaven here and now. A direct, open-faced challenge to Caesar, who preached that he, Caesar, brought the kingdom of God. But Jesus said, no, Caesar, you have not brought the kingdom of God. You have brought death and destruction. And I, Jesus talking, says, I, Jesus, bring the kingdom of God. You may say, that's for later, after you die. Jesus said, no, it is within you. It is here and now. And we are working to manifest the kingdom of God in heaven here and now, in the midst of the Roman Empire, in the face of Caesar and the Roman Empire, in the face of the petty bourgeoisie, elite scribes and Pharisees. And that caused Jesus to be a threat to the petty bourgeoisie, scribes and Pharisees, and caused Jesus to be a threat to the ruling class and ruling families of Rome and Caesar. And the way we teach heaven, we're no threat at all to the forces, to the powers that be, to the ruling class. So they don't care that we teach heaven. But if you teach the kingdom of God in heaven here and now on this earth today, then you become a threat to the ruling class and ruling families. And this is what caused the assassination of the revolutionary Jesus the Christ. This is what caused the assassination of the revolutionary Dr. King, the revolutionary Malcolm X. This is what caused the Black Power movement and those in leadership in the civil and human rights movement like Medgar Evers to suffer assassination. Black Panthers suffered assassination. Elijah Muhammad suffered defamation by the system to destroy the Nation of Islam and other groups and organizations that were working for freedom, justice, and equality knew that it is about the earth right now, here and today, and so they became a threat to the ruling powers and families. The Gog and Magog, the synagogue of Satan, arranged the assassination and destruction of the human civil rights Black Power movement. Same with Jesus. Jesus is prophesying what we will go through today. So, Jesus is assassinated. The men are scared. The disciples are scared. Where is Peter? Where is James? Where is Andrew? Where are those disciples? They're scared. They run from the petty bourgeoisie, elite scribes and Pharisees. But Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, they're not scared. At least they have overcome their fear, and they have gone to the sepulchre, the place where Jesus' body was laid, so that they may put spices on it. Now, the word, see, what you're going to have to do is look up the definitions of these words. Names and places, names of people and places have meaning in the Bible. So look up these definitions. Mary, coming from the African Hebrew word Miriam, means rebellious. And so Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, and the other Mary, these represent rebellion. Rebellion against who? Rebellion against the synagogue of Satan. Rebellion against the petty bourgeoisie, scribes and Pharisees. Rebellion against Caesar and the Roman Empire. Rebellion against injustice. Rebellion against oppression. So these beautiful women, and Mary Magdalene. Magdalene means tower. A tower stands up over all that the tower towers over. You see tall, towering buildings and skyscrapers in a city. They stand up and tower out and over all of the shorter buildings. So Mary Magdalene and the other Mary and the women that were with them are showing that they are rebellious against the Caesar of Rome, against the wicked Roman Empire, and against the petty bourgeoisie, scribes and Pharisees. They are towering over the disciples who have run scared. And this brings me back to Ezekiel chapter 39, verse 29, which says, I have poured out my spirit upon the house of Israel. That word spirit is ruach, but the letter S is small, so it's not Mother Holy Spirit, but it is Mother Holy Spirit through the woman, through the female, the spirit of the woman, the spirit of the female. Exhibiting the spirit of Mother Holy Spirit is showing us through Mary Magdalene and Mary how to tower over the system, tower over the ruling class, tower over those who are afraid of the ruling class and ruling families, and come see about Jesus, come see about the Messiah. Now, and behold, there was a great earthquake. Remember, Mother Earth is shaking and quaking because she wants to see the manifestation of the sons and daughters of the Most High. For the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. And you see the word Jesus, coming from the African Hebrew Yahshua, means deliverance, liberty, health, wealth, freedom, justice, equality. All of those things that have been denied us by the synagogue of Satan, the house of Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers. And so these ruling class and families have put a stone between us and justice, between us and Jesus, between us and Christ. And Christ means deliverance of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. But the angel of the Lord removes the stone, removes that which is blocking us from freedom, justice, and equality, removes that which is blocking us between us and Jesus, between us and Christ. And it says, his countenance, the angel, was like lightning, and his raiment as white as snow. Now, sisters and brothers, lightning and light, this is what the angel is representing. That light of revolution, that light of freedom, justice, and equality, that light of deliverance, that light of liberty, the light of having access to all that is under the sun, the universe, and his raiment as white as snow. Now, sisters and brothers, white people are not white. Caucasian people are not white. They are somewhat more pale than the darker skinned people of the earth. But we say white people, but they're not really white. But the color white in Africa carries the definition and meaning of going above and beyond barriers. White light, angels resplendent in white light. White light goes above and beyond barriers. So with the resurrected Christ in our spirit, mind, and soul, we rise above and beyond the barriers. And the angel says, he is not here, he is risen. As he said, come see the place where the Lord lay. So the Christ, Jesus, had risen from the dead. But this is metaphorically teaching us that justice is risen, that deliverance is risen, that health and wealth and the resources are risen, that Mother Earth is risen, that we have risen in Christ to stand for freedom, justice, and equality. Because the ruling class want to crush justice and crush liberty. But you can't keep liberty down. The arc of the universe is long, but it bends towards justice and liberty. And the angel tells the women to go to Galilee, and there ye shall see him. All right, now I want to go down to verse 10. It says, then when they get to Galilee, it says, Jesus say unto them, be not afraid. Oh, they haven't reached Galilee yet. It says, Jesus tells them, the women, to go to my brethren that they may go into Galilee. Tell my brethren to go into Galilee, and there they shall see me. And so, the women, Mary, they see the resurrected Christ before the men. And they are the first to teach the resurrected Christ and Jesus. And metaphorically, the women, Mary, the rebellious ones, are teaching the resurrection of freedom, justice, and equality. The resurrection of the deliverance of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. And so they go to the disciples and tell the disciples, this paraphrasing this chapter, to go into Galilee. And sisters and brothers, the word Galilee means circle, region, and circuit. And a circle is an African symbol of eternity. The African symbol, circle is the African symbol of the universe, which is spherical. And so, we are the people of the circle. We gather in circles and teach, gather in circles and dance as African people to teach this eternal knowledge of freedom, justice, and equality. Recall what we said about Mayat. Mayat is the beautiful black woman that is symbolic of truth, justice, righteousness, balance, reciprocity. And so that is the teaching of Jesus. That is the teaching of Christ. And that is the resurrection of truth, justice, and righteousness, freedom, justice, and equality. We're going to take our last break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.
to me. I have direction, but I woke up today and you ain't said nothing. Now which way do I go? And tell me, what do I do? But I will never know if I don't get to you. So I'm running by if I can't go.
Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. Today is Easter Sunday. This is the recording date, Easter Sunday, April 24th, 2011. And we are talking about the resurrection of Christ within the masses, the resurrection of Christ within the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, and the destruction of the synagogue of Satan, the destruction of this wicked, no good, rotten system, and the redemption of the masses, black, brown, red, yellow, and poor white. This is the time of the resurrection of Christ. We are in the last days of this wicked Babylon system. Now, verse 16 in chapter 28 of Matthew says, then the 11 disciples. And let me say that since the women were the first to preach the resurrected Christ, they were the first to preach freedom, justice, and equality, the deliverance of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. This resurrection of justice, resurrection of the redemption of the people, the women were the first to teach it. So who are we to say that women can't lead organizations? Who are we to say that women can't preach? Jesus didn't have a problem with it. God didn't have a problem with it. The angel of the Lord didn't have a problem revealing these truths to the women, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary and the other women. And they didn't have a problem with the women being the first to teach the men, the disciples who were running scared. So what is our problem? And so in verse 16, the 11 disciples obeying the women, listen to what I'm saying. The 11 disciples heard what the women said, heard that they had seen the empty tomb, heard that they had seen the angel of the Lord. The 11 disciples heard that they had seen the resurrected Christ, the resurrected Yahshua Jesus, which means the resurrection of freedom, justice, and equality, the resurrection of the deliverance of the poor, the afflicted, and the needy. When the 11 disciples heard the instructions given to them by the women, the 11 disciples, the men obeyed Mary, obeyed Mary Magdalene. The 11 disciples obeyed the women, because you're supposed to obey the truth when it comes in a woman or a man. And the 11 disciples, in obeying the women, went into Galilee. And that word Galilee, once again, means circle, the circle of truth, the circle of knowledge, the circle of the universe, all right? It says, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And mountains represent rulership. Jesus in the mountain, standing predominant in rulership, given to him by the Most High Father and the Most High Mother, metaphorically teaching us that justice rules, that freedom rules, that equality rules, that deliverance rules and liberty rules. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Now, worshipped him. We worship the Most High Father and the Most High Mother. And in the military, the highest rank is the president, but all the others in the military have rank, and you honor they in their rank. And so Jesus, in his rank as master, in the name of the Most High Father and Mother, is deserving of worship in his rank. But he taught us to worship the Most High Father and the Most High Mother. But what we are doing is metaphorically bowing to justice, bowing to freedom, bowing to equality, bowing to those qualities of the universe. Says some doubted. Well, some of those disciples, looking at the power of Roman Caesar, began to say, because see, they are coming to understand what their mission is. Jesus began to tell them their mission is to continue to organize for freedom, justice, and equality. To organize against the synagogue of Satan. To organize against Gog and Magog. And when they began to understand that that was their mission, they began to have doubt creep. And some of us are doubting as to whether we can defeat this wicked system. I say we can, and we will, and we must, and it is already prophesied. The Christ, the resurrected Christ, is manifesting all over the earth. The masses of the barefoot people, Dr. King said, are rising up and have seen the great light. Who is that great light? What is that great light? That light is Jesus. That light is justice. That light is deliverance. That light is freedom, justice, and equality. That light is Christ. That light is the power to deliver the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed from out of the hands of the synagogue of Satan, out of the hands of Gog and Magog. The Easter, Passover, the spring equinox, the Hebrews, Passover, in ancient days, the Passover, the Hebrews were celebrating their deliverance from the Hyksos in Egypt. Remember, we always talk about the fact that the black man and woman were not on the throne in Egypt. That Moses was fighting the Hyksos, who came from Russia, the Caucasus Mountains, who came from Europe. And the Hyksos are the ancestors of Gog and Magog. The Hyksos are the ancestors of the synagogue of Satan. The Hyksos are the ancestors of today's European Jewish people, and more specifically, the ruling class and ruling families of the European Jewish community. And so, the Hebrews were celebrating deliverance from slavery, deliverance from the Hyksos, and the destruction of a slave system. And so, the spring equinox, Passover, we're looking at the movement of the sun. We're looking at the birth, rebirth, and resurrection of the S-U-N as represented through the S-O-N resurrection. We're looking at the sun having come through winter and been reborn, talking about the S-U-N. And then the sun begins to make its way back from the south, coming north. Am I right? Coming north and passing over so that the sun is now, yes, closer to us. And we come into the spring. We come into the springtime of the earth, and the vegetation comes back. What is this telling us? This is telling us that the civilization of wickedness is going out, but the new kingdom of God in heaven is coming in. That light which will produce the kingdom of God in heaven here and now on this earth is coming in. And the destruction, you recall that when the Hebrews were being delivered, that they put the blood on the posts, and that the firstborn of the Hyksos, it's the Hyksos, the firstborn of the Hyksos were killed, but the Hebrews were spared. What is that telling us? That the ruling class and the ruling families are going to suffer what they have put on us. But the Christ resurrected within us will protect us and shield us from that destruction. We don't wish that on anyone, but we warn the ruling class and ruling families to cease their wickedness. So when you look at the earth coming back to rebirth and resurrection, the vegetation and whatnot coming back, that is to show us that the kingdom of God in heaven is now coming to birth within the people. The coming back of the sun, the coming back of light, is showing us that the Christ is now resurrecting within our person. This is the study of the universe, the original Bible, the study of creation and the earth. The earth and creation and the universe are the original Bibles, the original tools for teaching us these concepts of birth, rebirth, and resurrection. Psalms 19 and 1 says that the heavens declare the glory of God. The heavens and the earth and the whole of creation make a declaration about God. Nothing can make a declaration unless that which is making a declaration is alive with knowledge to make that declaration. So the African ancestors, studying the universe, studying creation, understanding birth, rebirth, and resurrection, understanding the S-U-N, which is light, understanding the S-O-N, which brings spirit, he brings spiritual light. Understanding the earth representing the people and the resurrection of the earth is showing us the resurrection of the people. The African ancestors, in studying all of this, understood God's judgment on the synagogue of Satan. We understand through this study the judgment of God on Vatican City, the judgment of God on this wicked system, and God coming out of hiding. How is God coming out of hiding? Through the uprising of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. All over the earth, people are dissatisfied, and they are showing their dissatisfaction in Africa, in Asia, in the so-called Middle East, in the United States of North America. People are rising up against this wicked system, understanding that we are here for a purpose, and all of us should have equal access to everything under the sun. So in the uprising of the people, we see that great light. We see a change in the consciousness of the people. And as our consciousness changes, we see that God is coming out of hiding, because we see God in everything and in all people. In other words, all people have the potential to manifest God. So God is in all people. And we, after coming to this consciousness, are understanding how to work to bring out that God consciousness out of the people. So the scientific study of the material world causes us to understand the power of the hidden and unseen mother who live and reside in all. Now, they call us animists. Animist coming from the word animism, or animation, which means life, vitality, right? So that is not a bad word. That only means that we see life in all things, even metal and iron and those things that are called inanimate are really not inanimate, but in reality are animated. Because if you could look at wood and stone and iron with a telescope on a molecular level, you will see life. So Africans understood life in all things and all people. And if you study with this understanding and get a tape by Ashra Kwesi, African Origin of Christianity, or African Origin of Judaism, African spirituality and concepts, he talks about how King Tut is depicted on the walls of Egypt seeing God face to face. His consciousness, or Tutankhamun, his consciousness was raised. And Amun, or Amen, means the hidden and unseen father. Amenet, the hidden and unseen mother. So we see King Tut's consciousness was raised to see that hidden one come out of hiding and see God face to face. Jacob saw God face to face. His consciousness was raised, and that is the origin of the concept of the pineal gland. For he named the place that he saw God face to face pineal, which means I've seen God face to face. Abraham saw God face to face. Paul was struck off of his beast and saw the light of Christ and talked to Christ. And Christ is that coming of God out of hiding. So we see these concepts, and we see that Moses talked to God face to face. But it seems there may be a contradiction. John 1 and 18 says that no man has seen God at any time, only the begotten Son. The only begotten Son has declared the Father. But if you understand that in light of the other scriptures, we are talking about the fact that man as man, disconnected from God and the God consciousness, cannot see God and has never seen God. But when we rise up into the consciousness of Yahshua, when we rise up into the consciousness of Mashiach, of Christ, then we will see God face to face, because we are in that spirit of the only begotten Son. And we with the begotten are also begotten as well, as Christ is the first fruits. So as we come into the Christ consciousness, the Most High is giving us birth and rebirth and resurrection, and we will see God face to face. We will be reborn with this consciousness. Remember that Nicodemus wanted to know about the kingdom of God and how to enter the kingdom. In other words, to see God face to face. And Christ said you have to be born again. Bob Marley was asked, how can you become a Rasta? Bob Marley said, you must be born again. As we become born again, as we come into the Christ consciousness, Christ comes out of hiding. As we see a change in our consciousness to the Christ consciousness, we will love God and not hate our brother. For the scripture says, how can you love God whom you have never seen and hate your brother who you see every day? How can you hate your sister who you see every day? You see, sisters and brothers, God is in the people. God is in your sister and in your brother. And as long as we are not God consciousness, as long as we don't have God consciousness, we can't see God. We can't see the Father and the Mother in our sister and brother. And we can hate our sister and brother. But when we see God face to face, when we come into the Christ consciousness, we will see the Most High in all things. And we will see the Most High in our sisters and in our brothers. And we will love God in our sisters and brothers, no matter their color, race, ethnicity, creed, religion, national origin. And we will see God and God as Father and Mother in the whole of creation and the universe. And we will stand up and rise up with freedom, justice, and equality, and manifest the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now, on this earth. We're going to stop for this session, but Jah love, Jah bless. And I will see you next time. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people.